Lent, Week 3, Tuesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. Worship, glory, praise, and honour to our God high-throned above. We, with many generations, join to praise thy name of love. In the Scriptures, by the Spirit, may we see the Saviour's face, hear his word and heed his calling, know his will and grow in grace. Let God arise, let those who hate him flee before him. Psalm 67. Let God arise, let his foes be scattered, let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is blown away, so will they be blown away, like wax that melts before the fire, so the wicked shall perish at the presence of God. But the just shall rejoice at the presence of God, they shall exult and dance for joy. O sing to the Lord, make music to his name, make a highway for him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice in the Lord, exult in his presence. Father of the orphan, defender of the widow, such is God in his holy place. God gives the lonely a home to live in. He leads the prisoners forth into freedom, but rebels must dwell in a parched land. When you went forth, O God, at the head of your people, when you marched across the desert, the earth trembled. The heavens melted at the presence of God, at the presence of God, Israel's God. You poured down, O God, a generous rain. When your people were starved, you gave them new life. It was there that your people found a home, prepared in your goodness, O Lord, for the poor. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let God arise, let those who hate him flee before him. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord holds the keys of death. Psalm 67 continued. The Lord gives the word to the bearers of good tidings. The Almighty has defeated a numberless army, and kings and armies are in flight, while you were at rest among the sheepfolds. At home the women already share the spoil. They are covered with silver as the wings of a dove, its feathers brilliant with shining gold, and jewels flashing like snow on Mount Salmon. The mountains of Bashan are mighty mountains. High-ridged mountains are the mountains of Bashan. Why look with envy, you high-ridged mountains, at the mountain where God has chosen to dwell? It is there that the Lord shall dwell for ever. The chariots of God are thousands upon thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai to the holy place. You have gone up on high, you have taken captives, receiving men in tribute, O God, even those who rebel into your dwelling, O Lord. May the Lord be blessed day after day. He bears our burdens, God our Saviour. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord our God holds the keys of death, and God will smite the head of his foes, the crown of those who persist in their sins. The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depths of the sea. Then your feet will tread in their blood, and the tongues of your dogs take their share of the foe. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord holds the keys of death. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord. Psalm 67 concluded. They see your solemn procession, O God, the procession of my God, of my King, to the sanctuary, the singers in the forefront, the musicians coming last, between them maidens sounding their timbrels. In festive gatherings bless the Lord. Bless God, O you who are Israel's sons. There is Benjamin, least of the tribes at the head, Judah's princes, a mighty throng, Zebulun's princes, Naphtali's princes. Show forth, O God, show forth your might, O God, which you have shown for us. For the sake of your temple high in Jerusalem, may kings come to you, bringing their tribute. Threaten the wild beast that dwells in the reeds, the bands of the mighty and lords of the peoples. Let them bow down, offering silver. Scatter the peoples who delight in war. Princes will make their way from Egypt. Ethiopia will stretch out her hands to God. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord, who rides on the heavens, the ancient heavens. He thunders his voice, his mighty voice. Come, acknowledge the power of God. His glory is on Israel. His might is in the skies. God is to be feared in his holy place. He is the Lord, Israel's God. He gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord.
Behold, now is the favourable time. This is the day of salvation. A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 32. When the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain, the people gathered themselves together to Aaron and said to him, Up, make us gods who shall go before us. As for this Moses, the man who brought us out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. And Aaron said to them, Take off the rings of gold which are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me. So all the people took off the rings of gold which were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. And he received the gold at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool and made a molten calf. And they said, These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. When Aaron saw this, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made proclamation and said, Tomorrow shall be a feast to the Lord. And they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. And the Lord said to Moses, Go down, for your people whom you brought up out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made for themselves a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and sacrificed to it, and said, These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said to Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them. But of you I will make a great nation. But Moses besought the Lord his God, and said, O Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you brought forth from the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say, with evil intent did he bring them forth, to slay them in the mountains, and to consume them from the face of the earth. Turn from your fierce wrath, and repent of this evil against your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by your own self, and said to them, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have promised I will give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it for ever. And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do to his people. And Moses turned and went down from the mountain with the two tables of testimony in his hands, tables that were written on both sides. On the one hand and on the other they were written. And the tables were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God, graven upon the tables. When Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said to Moses, There is a noise of war in the camp. But he said, It is not the sound of shouting for victory, or the sound of the cry of defeat, but the sound of singing that I hear. And as soon as he came near the camp and saw the calf and the dancing, Moses' anger burned hot. And he threw the tables out of his hands and broke them at the foot of the mountain. And he took the calf which they had made and burnt it with fire, and ground it to powder, and scattered it upon the water, and made the people of Israel drink it. Responsory from Psalm 105. They exchanged the God who was their glory for the image of a bull that eats grass. They forgot the God who was their Saviour, who had done such great things in Egypt, such marvels in the Red Sea. Their empty minds were darkened. They exchanged the glory of the immortal God for a worthless imitation. They forgot the God who was their Saviour, who had done such great things in Egypt, such marvels at the Red Sea. A reading from the sermons of St. Peter Chrysologus. There are three things, brethren, three through which faith stands firm, devotion abides, and virtue endures: prayer, fasting, and mercy. What prayer knocks for upon a door, fasting successfully begs, and mercy receives. Prayer, fasting, and mercy, these three are a unit. They give life to one another. For fasting is the soul of prayer, and mercy is the life of fasting. Let no one cut these three apart. They are inseparable. If a man has only one of them, or if he does not have them all simultaneously, he has nothing. Therefore, he who prays should also fast, and he who fasts should also be merciful. He who wants to be heard when he petitions should hear another who petitions him. He who does not close his ear to a suppliant opens God's ear to himself. The fasting man should realize what fasting is. If anyone wants God to perceive that he is hungry, he should himself take notice of the hungry. If he hopes for mercy, he should show mercy himself. If he desires fatherly kindness, he should display it first. He who wishes someone to make an offering to him should make an offering himself. He is an unworthy petitioner who demands for himself what he refuses to another. Have this as your norm of showing mercy. Do yourself show mercy to others in the same manner, amount, and readiness with which you desire it to be shown to yourself. Therefore, let prayer, mercy, and fasting be one petition for us before God. Let them be one legal aid in our behalf. Let them be a threefold prayer for us. Therefore, let us seek by fasting what we have lost by our contempt. Let us immolate our souls by fasting, because we can offer nothing better to God. The prophet proves this when he says, A sacrifice to God is an afflicted spirit. A contrite and humbled heart God does not despise. Offer your soul to God. Offer the oblation of fasting. Do this to make your soul a pure victim, a holy sacrifice, a living victim, which remains yours while it is given to God. The man who fails to offer this gift to God will have no excuse, for he who would give himself is unable to suffer want. But to make these gifts acceptable, follow them up with mercy. Fasting does not germinate unless watered by mercy. When mercy dries up, fasting suffers drought, for mercy is to fasting what rain is to the earth. The man who is fasting may prepare his heart, cleanse his flesh, weed out his vices, and sow virtues. Nevertheless, if he does not sprinkle his plants with streams of mercy, he does not gather his harvest. Oh, you who fast, when your mercy fasts, your fields fast too. Oh, you who fast, what you pour out in mercy comes back as storage in your barn. Consequently, lest you lose by saving, gather in by dispensing. Give yourself by giving to the poor man, for you yourself shall not possess what you would not leave to another. Responsory. Prayer which is joined to fasting and almsgiving is good, for almsgiving will purge away every sin. Almsgiving is the winning of mercy and of eternal life, for almsgiving will purge away every sin. Let us pray. Do not draw your grace from us, Lord. By it alone we give ourselves wholly to your service and obtain your help in our every need.
We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.